大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
好，我们来看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
好，以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians 4.
第四章的第一节。
Ephesians 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
我们在几个礼拜前，礼拜六，来学习第二章跟第三章。
A couple of weeks ago, we were studying Ephesians chapter 2 and 3.
第二章在提到我们是神的工作，在基督里造成的。
Chapter 2 tells us that we are the workmanship of God made in Christ.
今天的我在外表上没有差别，但在属灵上因为主的救恩有很大的改变。
What we are today physically may be no different from what we were before we came to Christ, but inner spiritually we are dramatically transformed.
那这个改变要叫我们行善。
This transformation makes us to do good.
那最大的善就是完成主耶稣的两个托付。
The greatest good of all is to fulfill the two commissions of Christ.
传福音。
To preach the gospel.
让人得救。
And to bring souls to Christ.
牧养。让人的生命能够丰盛
and to pasture them and the sheep so that their life will be abundant.
那在第三章里面，我们看到基督测不透的丰盛。
In chapter 3, we see the unsearchable mystery of Jesus Christ.
特别他的爱
and especially regarding his love.
是何等的长阔高深
how the dimensions of which are beyond our fathom.
是我们很难完全了解的。
It's very hard for us to totally understand.
那到第四章，他说，要过一个与蒙召的恩相称的生活。
In chapter 4, it encourages us to walk worthy of the calling with which we were called.
我们的一生要怎么来活，这个值得我们来思想。
It's something we really need to think about how we need to live the rest of our lives.
因为过去就不再回来。
Whatever is the past is in the past.
那人的生活大概有三种不同的类型。
But generally, human lives can be categorized into three types.
第一个就是以自我为中心。
First is to be self-centered.
有的人这个非常有主见。
Some people are very egotistical in their own opinions.
所以这样的人不容易被别人影响。
This type of person is very hard for other people to be influenced.
他怎么生活，他就怎么生活。
They will live as they please.
那第二种类型
Second type of people.
就是以别人为中心。
Is that which they live around other people's lives.
他要看别人怎么生活，要跟别人一样。
They will emulate however other people live.
那这样的人很容易被同化。
This type of person is very easily assimilated.
如果一个青年是这样进到学校，很容易就被同化。
If a young man behaves this way, then once he goes into school, he will be easily assimilated into the culture.
那如果是一个成年人进到社会，就很容易跟社会是一样。
And if this type of adult goes into his society, he will follow the same pattern.
那第三种生活的心态
The third type of mindset
就是很在意。神怎么看我
is one in which he cares very much about how God views him.
就是这一节讲我们蒙行事为人要跟蒙恩相称。
And this mindset corresponds to verse 1, which is worthy of the calling with which we were called.
就是在神的面前有一个天平。
Which means that there is a balance before God.
好像但以理书里面伯沙撒王所看到的。
Just like in the book of Daniel,King Belshazzar saw this in a vision.
他看了一个手指头在墙壁写字。
He saw that there was a finger writing something on a wall.
他也看不懂。
He could not understand.
那但以理替他解释。
And Daniel interpreted.
说你在神面前有亏欠。
Saying that you have been found wanting before God.
神给他王位这个是恩典，放在天平的另一边。
God gave this king on one hand.The grace of being a kingship.
那神把他的生活放在另外一边。
And then God placed his livelihood on the other side of the balance.
就发现这个天平没有平衡啊，是翘起来的。
And found that there is no balance to this equation.
所以那天晚上他就被杀了。
And that very night, his life was taken away.
因为在神面前有亏欠。
For he was found lacking before God.
那我们的生活一边就是放神给我们的恩典。
In our life, on one side, we place God's grace.
这个恩典非常大。
These blessings are tremendous.
而是主耶稣的宝血所换来的。
And this is a price in which God paid with his precious blood.
圣经说我们是重价买来的。
The Bible tells us that we were redeemed with a heavy price.
是谁付重价？
Who paid this heavy price?
主耶稣。
Jesus Christ himself.
既然他付重价，所以我们是属他的。
Since he had paid a heavy price to redeem us, we belong to him.
所以天平一边就是神给我们的恩典。
On this very balance, on one side, you can find the blessings of God.
那另外一边就是我们的生活。
And on the other side is our life.
这个需要最需要在意的，我们最需要留心的。
And what we really need to care about.
因为别人怎么看我们，其实他也没有办法影响我们什么。
Is how we equate, how we are balanced out on this balance, because we really don't care how other people view us.
他只不过是人嘛。
They are mere humans.
但是最重要是我们要有一天要面对神。
But the most important of all is one day we shall face God on the judgment throne.
那我们要怎么来过一个跟蒙恩相称的生活？
And how are we to live a life in which is worthy of our calling?
如果我们看罗马书的十二章就讲很清楚。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. It tells us very clearly.
罗马书十二章。
Romans 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
第一章到十一章就是讲神给我们的恩典。
Chapter 1 to 11 talks about the grace of God,
就是因信称义。
Which is to be justified through faith.
为罪人死是没有的。
There is no one who is willing to die for a sinner.
但是还做我们做罪人，基督为我们而死。
But while we were still sinners, Jesus Christ died for us.
我们因信他得以成为义人。
By believing through Jesus Christ, we have become righteous.
那写的十一章、十二章就开始讲我们生活怎么改变。
And after which, chapter 12 tells us the life that we should live as a transformed person.
那最大的改变就是把我们自己当作活祭献给神。
The greatest transformation is to consider ourselves as a living sacrifice to offer to God.
所以前面的恩典是主耶稣的生命牺牲了。
All the grace prescribed before talks about Jesus Christ laying down his life on our sake.
那后面的生活是我们整个要把它献给神。
And from that point forward describes how we need to dedicate our life to God.
那这样这个天平才会平衡。
And in this way, this balance will be leveled.
所以献钱很好，但是这个不够的。
And even though it's good to offer money, but that's not adequate.
因为钱是身外之物。
Because money is something beyond our body.
把我自己献给神。
When we can sacrifice our entire self to God,
这个就能够天平能够平衡。
Then we are able to achieve an equilibrium on this balance.
这个我就不只是肉体了。
So I myself is no longer limited to the physical sense.
我们的能力，我们的恩赐，我们的爱，我们的心，尽心尽性尽意尽力。
But rather, we are dedicating everything, our totality to God, our mind, our spirit, strength, and spirit, everything onto God.
这样我们才能够对得起神。
In this way, can our life be worthy of God's calling?
好，那我们如果回到以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians 4.
那我要过一个对得起神生活，要来服侍他。请问，那我该怎么做？
In order to live a life worthy of the calling of God, how should we serve God?
这个第四章的第二节开始。
Beginning from chapter 4, verse 2.
特别到第十节。
To verse 10.
就是提到教会的合一。
Details the unity of in Christ.
那我们每个人都是教会的一份子。
And since each one of us is a member of the church.
所以我们的生活如果要对得起神，我们要让教会来合一。
In order to live a life worthy of God's calling, we need to achieve that unity within the church.
每个人都是教会的一部分。
For each one of us is a member of this body.
主耶稣在升天以前，在约翰十七章，他有一个分别的祷告。
Before Jesus' ascension to heaven in John chapter 17, he had a special prayer.
那主耶稣分别的祷告有两个重点。
And there are two emphases in this prayer.
第一点是成圣。
The first one is to be sanctified.
第二点是合一。
And second is to be unified.
所以主耶稣要升天以前，他对门徒最担心的就是他能不能成圣，他们能不能合一。
And so prior to Lord Jesus' ascension, his greatest concern for his disciples was one, whether they can be sanctified, two, is whether they can be unified.
今天主耶稣已经升到天上两千年。
Today, Lord Jesus Christ had been in heaven for over 2,000 years.
主耶稣的身体还在这个地上。
But his body is still on earth.
今天教会的挑战，这个就是两大挑战。
Today, these are the gravest challenge facing churches today.
就是教会的成圣跟合一。
Which is the church's sanctification and unification.
我们真教会明年呢，是100周年。
Next year, True Jesus Church will achieve its 100 years establishment.
到了100年，我们看到教会的挑战也是这两个。
By year 100, we see that the same two challenges face our church.
就是成圣跟合一。
Which is being sanctified and also being unity.
那个教会，每个信徒都是社会的一部分。
We know that every member of our church is also a member of the society.
主耶稣叫我们不要离开世界。
Lord Jesus tells us not to depart from this world.
所以我们都活在世界。
For we live in this world.
在世界都有工作。
And we all have work in this world.
但是困难在哪里？
But where is the challenge?
主耶稣说你们不属世界。
Lord Jesus tells us that we don't belong to the world.
要在世界里面成圣。
And rather, we need to be sanctified in this world.
这个好像穿一件白衣服，你到空气污染的地方去走一趟，你还衣服还能够保持洁白，是不简单。
And this is akin to wearing a white robe, going to an environment that is very polluted but remain pure white. This is something hard to do.
所以如果教会跟社会一样，
So when a church is no different from the society,
那这个教会叫做俗化。
Then the church has been secularized.
那这个教会就不会吸引人。
Then there is nothing attractive about this church.
因为教会会吸引人是有神的同在。
The church attracts people to is because of God's attraction, God's abidance.
神说我是圣的。
For God says He's holy.
所以教会要成圣。
And thus the church must also be holy.
那成圣就是要分别。
In order to be holy, we must make a distinction of ourselves.
那分别要标准。
To distinct ourselves, distinguish ourselves, we need to have some standards.
那标准就是神的话。
And that standard is the very words of God.
所以为什么教会非常重要？我们需要很有系统地来查考神的话。
And this is why our church places heavy emphasis on systematic study of God's word.
你看主耶稣来世界，匆匆忙忙，有恩典也有真理。
We know that when Lord Jesus came to this world, His life was filled with a great abundance of God's grace and also the truth.
这个两个不能偏的。
These two elements cannot deviate from each other.
我们在教会都讲神的恩典，真理不要讲这个理论，没有不重要。
In a church, if we only emphasize on the grace of God and just ignore completely the truth of God,
结果是信徒体验很多神的恩典啊。
And let's say all the members experience much grace of God.
但是信徒里面的头脑的观念、想法、价值观、生活的方式、人生的方向，跟社会上的没有不同啊。
But then all the members would share the same mindset as no different from the people of this society.
那如果没有不同，就是被同化。
So if we don't share any different values from the society, that means we have been assimilated into this culture.
那被同化，神的同在就会越来越少。
When we are assimilated into the society's culture, then God's abidance will grow less and less.
好像以西结书里面在讲那个殿。
Just like the book of Ezekiel mentions the temple.
刚刚开始那个殿是充满神的荣耀。
In the very beginning, the temple is filled with the glory of God.
再来，这个神的荣耀就开始离开。
And then gradually, this glory of God departed from the temple.
然后一直到圣殿的上面，到耶路撒圣面，在最后就走了。
And the glory ascended above the temple and finally departed from Jerusalem.
那神的殿，神的荣耀一离开，巴比伦就攻进来了。
And once the glory of God departed from Jerusalem, Babylonians came in and seized the city.
就被毁灭了。
And wiped it out.
所以我们需要很有系统来查考神的话。
This is why it's very important that we study God's word systematically.
这是一道墙。
For this is a wall.
第一个就是分别。
First is to set a distinction amongst ourselves.
墙的外面是俗的，墙的里面是圣的。
Outside of this wall is secular, inside the wall is sanctified.
第二个是保护。
Second is protection.
我们才能够保护世俗不进来。
Only then can, with this wall, can we protect ourselves against the worldly trends.
所以主耶稣的关心呢，第一点，今天是我们非常大的挑战。
The concern of Jesus Christ is the very same challenge we face today.
因此恩典之外要加上真理。
Therefore, besides having grace of God, we also need to add onto a truth.
让我们信仰有根基。
So that our faith will be deeply rooted.
让我们有成圣的标准。
And that we have the standard to be holy.
那主耶稣关心的第二点就是合一。
The second point of God's concern, Jesus' concern is to be unity.
这个也是很重要，因为主耶稣的身体只有一个。
Because it's so important because there is only one body of Christ.
那主耶稣要升天以前，他为什么会忧虑呢？
Why was Jesus concerned about these two causes?
因为在他还没有死以前，升天以前呢，门徒就开始争谁为大。
Because before Jesus' ascension, the disciples had already been fighting amongst themselves who is the greatest.
那这样的话，他一升天了，当然会有问题。
And if this were their mindset, then after his ascension, of course, this will grow into a big problem.
但是主耶稣升天以后，教会建立了。
But after Lord Jesus' ascension, the church was established.
如果我们在《使徒行传》看到很多的神迹
，In the book of Acts, we have witnessed many miracles.
医病赶鬼
，And the healings and casting out demons.
瞎眼看见，瘸腿走路，死人复活
，Blind could see, crippled could walk, and the dead resurrect.
这个都是我们常常在提到的神迹。
All of these are miracles that we mention quite frequently.
使徒教会有一个神迹啊。
But in the apostolic church, there's one miracle.
就是三千个人同心合意。
Which is 3,000 people acting in one accord, in one mind and one heart.
这真的是神迹啊。
This truly was a great miracle.
所以有时候一个家庭只有三个人啊，都没有办法同心啊。
Because sometimes even a small household of three people cannot walk together in unity.
有时候只有夫妻两个人都没有办法同心了。
Sometimes even if a family consists only of the husband and wife, they cannot walk together in unity.
三千个人能够同心呢？
But here in the Bible, it describes 3,000 people walking together in unity.
这个里面一定有原因的。
There must be a very distinct reason.
所以我们今天教会要合一，就是要回到圣经来寻找它到底怎么能够合一。
Today, if we wish to achieve unity within our church, we need to find out the answer in the Bible, how they achieve the unity.
好，我们来看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John 17.
约翰福音的十七章。
John 17.
十七章的二十二节还有二十三节。
John 17, verse 22 and 23.And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you love me.
22节说，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们。
22 says, the glory which you gave me, I have given them.
那使他们合而为一。
That they may be one just as we are one.
像我们合一一样。
Just as we are one.
所以这个教会的合一啊，这是神的荣耀。
We know the unity of a church really brings glory to God.
一个家庭如果不能够合一啊，乱糟糟的，这个家庭谁也不敢出去讲，这个是一种羞耻。
Imagine if a family is in disunity and there's disharmony, they would not dare to go out and tell and brag about their family.
但是有时候我们看到一个家庭非常和睦哦。非常平安，我就觉得很羡慕这个家庭怎么办，有能够这样做到这样。
And we can come across families that are in great harmony and unity, and we wonder how they are able to have this kind of life.
这个真的是我们建立家庭一个目标啊。
For this is a goal in which we need to establish our family.
和睦合一。
To be in harmony and unity.
好，那接下去主耶稣就说二十三节。
In verse 23, Lord Jesus says,
我在他们里面。
I in them.
你在我里面
and you and me,
使他们完完全全合而为一
that they may be made perfect in one.
所以在主耶稣讲的这一句话 就找到合一的秘诀
Lord Jesus' statement in this very statement tells us the secret of unity.
当然有时候人跟人之间需要互动，这是让彼此能够互相了解。
Naturally, between human beings, we need to interact with one another to gain understanding.
那人与人之间要团契。
And there need to be fellowship amongst people.
但是到最后关键还在这里。
But finally, the greatest key is lies here.
我在他们里面。
I in them.
那是他们完完全全的合一。
That they may be made perfect in one.
所以教会的合一，如果要简单讲一句话，就是要主耶稣在我们当中。
So to put it, for church to achieve unity, to put it simply, we need to have the abidance of Jesus Christ amongst us.
这个重点抓住，教会就可以合一。
Once we can seize onto this key point, then there will be unity in church.
那这个不是太抽象？什么叫主耶稣在我们当中？难道主耶稣不在我们当中吗？
Isn't this a little bit abstract? What does it mean to have Jesus Christ amongst us? Are we questioning that Jesus Christ is not amongst us?
我们现在看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians 4.
以弗所书第四章的第二节。
Ephesians 4, verse 2. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
第三节。
Verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Okay.我们如果看这个到底在讲什么。
Now let's delve in this and find out what this is talking about.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐。
With all lowliness and gentleness.
用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
With long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
那这个就是哥罗西书里面讲的。
And this is what's echoed in Colossians.
我们看哥罗西书的第三章十二节。
Colossians 3, verse 12.Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. 13. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. 14. But above all, these things put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
这里说爱心是联络全德的。
Love is the bond that bonds everybody in perfection.
这个好像珍珠项链那个珍珠是一个一个，然后里面有一条线把它穿起来。
You can consider this as a pearl necklace. That even though all the pearls are individual, but yet they're strung together as one.
所以这个怜悯恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐、饶恕，就是爱了。
And all this described.Being tender, mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, these are all exemplification of being love.
所以因为爱，所以全部都有，就把它串在一起。
And because of love, they are able to string together all these elements.
所以以弗所书第四章的第二节，这个就是在讲，要有基督的爱在我们中间。
So Ephesians 4, verse 2,It essentially tells us that we need to have the love of Christ amongst us.
那这样我们合一就能够渐渐的成长。
Then we can grow toward being unity, having unity in Christ.
那爱的表现就是谦虚温柔。
And to having an example of love is to be tender mercy.
忍耐宽容。
To be patient and to be kind with one another.
和平彼此联络。
And to be bound together in peace and harmony.
加拉太书在提到主的爱。
Galatians also tells us the love of Christ.
不分犹太人。
It does not distinguish amongst the races.
或者希腊人。
Of Jews or Hebrews.
那不分自主为奴的。
And it does not make difference between the masters or slaves.
不分男的跟女的。
Makes no distinction of male or female.
基督都把他们接纳。
For Jesus Christ accepts and accommodates all.
所以教会的合一，这个爱就是第一个，就是接纳。
The love of unity first is accepting, being accepting.
凡是主耶稣可以接纳的，我都可以接纳。
Whoever Jesus Christ could accept, we too also must accept.
那这真的很难啊。
And this is very difficult.
因为我们人的爱很有限。
Because human love is so limited.
所以我们在接纳人都是有他的条件。
When we accept people into our life, there are conditions.
所以中国话在说物以类聚，就相同个性、相同条件的就全部都会聚在一起。
And often we find that birds of a feather flock together.
但是这个不是基督的爱。
But this does not describe the principle of Jesus Christ's love.
基督大是接纳不同的。
For the love of Christ is being accepting of all differences.
所以需要神的爱充满我们，我们才能够去接纳神所接纳。
In order to be accepting of everyone, we need to have the love of Christ within us.
种族文化的不同。
And we are able to see beyond the differences of cultures and races and to use the love of Christ to accommodate and accept. In this way, we are able to overcome cultural differences. Otherwise, this is a great hindrance to our faith. We use the love of Christ in order to accommodate and accept.
自主跟为奴就是在社会上的不同。
Bible talks about the differences of masters and slaves. This is a description of the social hierarchy.
你看到我们上飞机从同一个机门上去。
When we board an airplane, we see that everyone goes through the same door.
进去以后就头等舱、商务舱、经济舱。
But once you go in, there's a difference of a first class, business class, and economy class.
这待遇就不同了。
And their level of enjoyment varies. Accordingly.
但是我们同样从一个教会的大门进来,
All of us, we come in through the same door in the church.
我就不能有不同的待遇。
We cannot have different kind of treatment for each person.
年老的要尊重, 这不错。
And it's true, we have to show respect and honor to our elderly.
但是对每一个人要一样。
But we have to treat each person equally.
不要因为谁有外表, 我们的对待就不同。
Do not treat a person differently merely because of their outer appearances.
没有外表又另外一种对待方式。
And someone who is less attractive will be mistreated.
那如果这样的话，就教会就无形中就没有办法合一。
If we behave in this way, then unknowingly there will be no unity within church.
就会分门别类。
And people will separate into their own various groups.
所以爱的表现就是接纳。
And thus, the example of love is reflected in accommodation.
如同基督接纳我们一样。
Just like Jesus Christ accepted each one of us.
那个是外在的条件, 还有就我们人的个性都不太一样。
These are all external factors, but also each person has a different set of attributes and characteristics.
所以才需要忍耐、爱心、宽容。
And this is why we have to be tender, mercy, kindness, humility.
所以我们第一个教会合一需要有基督的爱。
Thus, to attain unity in Jesus in the church, we need to have the love of Jesus Christ.
那除了爱还需要什么？
Aside from love, what else do we need?
如果我们回到第四章的第三节。
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3.
要保守圣灵所是合而为一的心。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bound of peace.
这里讲圣灵会是给我们合而为一的心。
It tells us here that Holy Spirit can help us to attain this unity and the bond of peace.
这真的是很奇妙。
This is really miraculous.
我们教会里面也得到相同的灵。
Because in the church, we all receive the same Spirit.
当我们一直祷告到被圣灵充满的时候，圣灵感动我们，就觉得我们是合一的。
When we continue to pray hard within the Spirit, then we will attain this unity.
有一对夫妻啊，他们在讲，他们每天都在一起祷告。
There's a couple who testified that they pray together each day.
祷告到被圣灵充满的时候，停止祷告的时候，他看到他太太，他大概看到他一下，以前好像夫妻很多意见不同，现在都没有了。
And after a long period of a prayer, they look at each other. And they are able to see beyond their past differences.
即使连夫妻也一样。
So this same principle applies to a couple.
你如果一起祷告到被圣灵充满，发现我们是合一的。
If you pray, you spend enough time to pray together, then eventually you'll find that we are together.
为什么？因为神的灵在运行。
Why is that? Because the Spirit of God is moving amongst you.
那神的灵把神的爱浇灌在当中。
The Spirit of God will bring about His love amongst you.
所以夫妻意见不同了，也可以合一。And
this is why we are able to see beyond our differences.
所以使徒行传15章在讲那个耶路撒冷开会。In
the book of Acts, chapter 15, tells us of the Council of Jerusalem.
它是从不同开始。
They started with their differences.
从相同结束。
And they concluded with unity.
除了有真理的讨论之外,
other than the discussion of truth,
如果我们看他结论是怎么讲,
let's see how they arrived their conclusion.
圣灵跟我们一起决定。
The Holy Spirit abided with us to achieve this.
那在那个节这个会议里面，到最后哦，雅各起来讲话。
And at the conclusion of the meeting, James, Apostle James, stood up to say.
据我的意见。
According to my understanding.
然后他就讲哈，不可为难外邦的基督徒。
And he says that we should not bring trouble to the Gentile believers.
他也没有表决。
And they did not come to a vote.
那就说这个是圣灵跟我们一起决定。
And rather, he declared that the Holy Spirit decided together with us.
因为当圣灵在运行。
Because when the Holy Spirit is moving in the church,
有神在感动我们，大家会有相同的结论。
The Holy Spirit will move each one of us to echo the same conclusion.
我们过去从80年代开始，79年代开始就开始在开 NCC。
Our NCC Council began in 1979.
美国的 NCC 这个代表过去这个以世界上水准来讲相当的高。
The National Church Conference, according to by worldly standard, is a rather high quality organization.
但是也因为这样，我们在八零年代中期末期常常发现开不完。
But we discovered that toward the 1980s, these meetings drag on forever.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为大家都很聪明，很多想法。
Because everyone is very highly educated, they have their own thinking.
那这些想法怎么让他能够做变成一个结论？这是大难题。
So it was a great challenge in order to attain some sort of consensus amongst all these highly educated people.
我还记得有一次在开会。
I remember in one conference.
有一个很简单的问题，已经讨论快一个钟头，没有结论。
There was a very simple issue, and it had gone on for an hour without any kind of conclusion.
然后有一个年轻的这个NCC 的成员。
And there was a young member who was an NCC delegate.
大概还不到30岁。
He was less than 30 years old.
他说下一节祷告会啊。
He said, next period is the prayer session.
我为什么不暂时把它停下来哈？等祷告会完，我们再来讨论。
Why don't we put this on hold, and then after the prayer session, we'll come back to discuss it.
然后祷告的时候，我们为这件事情来祷告。
And during the prayer session, let's pray about this matter.
真的很奇妙，祷告会完回来，不到五分钟就解决。
And truly, it was miraculous after the prayer session and came back to discuss the same issue. It was resolved within 5 minutes.
所以从那一次体验以后，他就知道说 NCC 这个祷告不能减少。
And from that very experience, everyone realized that in an NCC meeting, we cannot do without prayers.
因为过去的观念就是我们是来开会的，祷告可以在家里祷告，要多利用时间充分沟通。
Because in the past, their understanding was we can pray at home. When we're here, we just need to discuss and have more communications.
但是自从早上开始禁止祷告，多增加几次的祷告。
But ever since they started practicing having more fasting prayer and more prayer sessions between the meetings,
开会越来越短。
And we discovered that the meeting grew shorter and shorter.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
为什么会开会越来越短？
Why is it that the meetings grew shorter?
圣灵在运行。
Because the Holy Spirit is moving amongst the congregation and touching everyone.
所以大家就合而为一的心。
And thus they have this heart of unity.
这是我们真教会的宝贝。
This is the precious part of a true church.
当我们意见不同，我们祷告，求神的灵来运行。
And though we hold varying opinions, but through the prayer, we ask the Spirit of God to guide us.
到时候我们就会有相同的感觉。
And that will help us to achieve unity.
所以基督主耶稣我们教会要合一，要主的灵运行在我们当中。
And thus, to attain unity within the body of Christ, we need to have the Spirit of God moving in this body.
好，我们再回来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians 4.
第四章的第四节。
Ephesians 4, verse 4.
一直到第六节。
Until 6. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
这个第四节到第六节一共有七个一。
From verse 4 to 6 tells us of the seven ones.
这个一就不是二。
One means that there is no two.
二就可以选择。
With two, that means you have a choice.
我附近只有两家餐馆，我就可以选我要吃这一家还是吃那一家。
If there are two restaurants nearby, then you can select going to one or the other.
那一就没有办法选择，因为它只有一个。
Whereas if there is only one choice, then you have no choice.
那这个七个一到底在讲什么？
What is this 7-1 talking about?
就是在讲道理。
It is talking about the principle of God.
真理。
The truth.
有七个一。
There's There is, in the truth, there is seven ones.
那我们过去常常发现呢，我们教会也接受过外教会其他教会来邀请我们一起布道。
In the past, we have received invitation from other churches asking us to have joint evangelical services.
然后在基督教界里也很普遍有这个教派联合的运动。
And in Christendom, there is very popular to have different churches join together to have evangelical services.
所以如果我们现在看到很大的教会座位上千上万的。
Today, if you were to see mega churches with seating attendance of over tens of thousands,
它都有两个特色。
They have these two unique characteristics.
第一个特色
，First,
它不强调特别的教义。
They do not stress any type of particular doctrine.
就是你信耶稣这样就可以了。
All they care about is that you believe in Jesus, and that's what matters.
那这些教会都强调主耶稣的爱。
And all these churches commonly stress the love of Jesus Christ.
我们都信耶稣，我们彼此相爱，互相接纳。
We all believe in Jesus Christ. We all love each other and accept one another.
这是第一个特色。
This is their first characteristic.
那这个大型的教会，第二个特色就是对罪没有立场。
For the mega churches, their second characteristic is that they have no standard when it comes to sin.
你差不多找不到一个教会会讲第七诫。
There is not one church that will even barely mention about the seventh commandment.
堕胎没有立场。
And they have no standpoint when it comes to abortion.
同性恋没有立场。
And they have no regard concerning homosexuality.
所以当这个基督教在推行教派联合，为什么我们不能加进去呢？同样是信耶稣啊。
So when other churches invite us to have joint evangelical services, why is it that we cannot join with them? We all believe in Jesus Christ.
但是在这个七个一里面，
But when comes to these seven ones,
有两个是一样的。
There are two that are identical.
第一个，我们拜同一个神。
First of all, we believe in the same, we worship the same God.
他是众人的父。
He is the Father of all.
第二个，我们相信同一个主。
Second of all, we believe in the same Master.
就是耶稣是我们的救主。
That Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
如果还有，就是同一个指望。
And if there's any other commonality is that we share in the same hope,
我们最后的目的就是上天国。
Our ultimate aim is to go to heaven.
其实很多的基督教会他已经不强调天上的天国，他只是说信耶稣让你活在地上像天国一样。
But in fact, a lot of Christian denominations don't talk about heaven anymore. All they care about is that when you live on earth, you'll be blessed.
那这个七个一里面有三个相同，有四个不同。
So within the seven ones,We share commonality in three aspects, but we differ in four aspects.
就是身体只有一个，
which is there's only one body. This is different.
一信一洗，这不一样。
One faith, one baptism. This is also different.
一点不一样。
And one spirit, also different.
那既然这个跟得救有关，
and since this have a key relevance to our salvation.
所以我们也希望教派能够联合，因为主耶稣已经讲了，他希望教会能够合一啊。
And naturally, we also wish to be united with other Christian churches because the Lord Jesus also says, I have sheep in other folds that you need to bring together.
好，那教会合一要强调爱，这个我们也绝对是赞同的。
And in order to be unity, we also need to emphasize love. We agree to that.
但是教会是要带领人得救的。
But church is one that will lead people to be saved.
所以其他四个一也是很重要的。
So the other four elements are also equally important.
因为这是神的殿，这是天的门。
For this is the temple of God, the gate to heaven.
所以真理需要合一。
And thus we need to be unity in truth.
所以主耶稣说，我在他们中间，他们就可以合一。
And Lord Jesus says, if I'm amongst them, then they can be in one.
就是要在神的爱里面。
Which means that we had to dwell in the love of God.
要在神的灵里面。
We had to abide in the Spirit of God.
要在神的道里面完全合一。
And we had to abide in the truth of God and completely unified in all these aspects.
那这个合一啊，就让教会啊能够紧紧的连在一起，因为是基督在我们中间。
When we are able to attain unity in all these various aspects.Then we are together as one in Christ.
所以你看，使徒教会虽然遇到很大的逼迫
，We see the apostolic churches going through great hardship.
这个整个信徒开始往外移民
，And all the members scattered and move abroad.
但是 这个教会还是合一的。
But we see the church remain as one.
是分散的，但是还是合一的。
Even though they are scattered, but they are still in unity.
因为有主耶稣在其中。
Because they had Jesus Christ amongst them.
那这个就是我们能够有一个对得起神生活的一个很重要的一点。
And this is a very important aspect in order to walk a life that is worthy of God's calling.
就是合一。
To be in unity.
好，我们现在再回来看以弗所书第四章。
Come back to Ephesians 4.
以弗所书第四章的十一节。
Ephesians 4, verse 11 and 12. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.13. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to be a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
好，那我再看16节。
16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
这个地方说要让身体渐渐增长。
It says here that we need to allow this body to grow together.
这个身体是什么？
What is this body?
身体就是教会。
This body represents the church.
所以主耶稣希望我们教会能够成长。
Lord Jesus desires that the church will grow together.
那这个教会的成长当然有两个方向。
The growth of a church will take on two directions.
第一个方向就是量的增加。
First is the growth in quantity.
就是我们布道会完有人洗礼。
For instance, after the evangelical services, we have people who are baptized.
所以教会人数越来越多。
And there's a growth of membership.
这是神的荣耀。
This is for the glory of God.
教会的数越来越多。
When the membership grows, it will glorify God.
因为有生命的都会成长。
Because whatever that has life will grow.
基督的身体有生命，所以这个身体会成长。
The body of Christ has life, therefore it will grow.
好，那成长的第二个就是指着质的进步。
The second aspect of growth refers to the growth of quality.
什么是质的进步？
What is the growth of quality?
就是三节。
It's described in verse 13.
长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
Till we all come to the unity of faith, knowledge of the Son of God, to be a perfect man, measure of the stature of fullness of Christ.
也就是说看起来有主耶稣的样式。
Which means that we reflect the image of Christ.
所以我们教会成长到最后就是在教会里面能够看到主耶稣的样式。
The growth of a church can be fully mature, measured by whether we have attained the image of Christ in our church.
这个甚至也是我们个人成长的一个目标。
This is also a personal goal that we have to strive for as we grow.
因为教会是从个人组成的。
For the church is made up of individuals.
那我们大家都很希望能够这样的成长。
So all of us desire to grow in this way.
那到底要怎么来做？
And how are we able to attain this?
所以十一节就开始讲，他设立有使徒、先知、传福音、教师。
Verse 11 begins by saying, Lord Jesus gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
那要做什么?
To do what?
12节。
Verse 12.
要装备圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
所以教会要成长啊，就是每一个圣徒要接受装备。
In order for the church to grow, we need to make sure every saint is well equipped.
然后我们装备完以后来各尽其职。
And once we're well equipped, we need to exercise our functions.
然后这样基督的身体能够被建立。
In order to build up the body of Christ.
所以在这个过程我们可以看到两个很重要的步骤。
We see through this process, there are very two important steps.
第一个是信徒的装备。
First is the equipping of the members.
打战需要有装备。
In order to go into battle warfare, we need to equip ourselves.
要经过训练。
We need to be trained.
那我们要服侍神。
In order to serve God,
这个教会才会成长。
Then this church will attain growth.
因为教会是一个身体嘛。
For the church is a body.
我们再看小孩子成长跟老人就不太一样。
We see the growth of a child is different from that of an elderly.
这个小孩子每一个功能就越来越 越健全。
We see that a child grows so that its function becomes more and more mature.
本来只能够吃奶。
Previously, it can only drink milk.
再来能够吃流质的食物。
And then eat liquid food.
再来能够吃干粮。
And eat solid food.
所以它每个功能越来越健全。
So all of its various functions becomes more and more mature.
就越来越长大了。
And then it will grow.
但是如果一个人开始在退化。
But when a person declines in health,
你就发现这个功能开始失去了。
You'll see that its bodily function begin to decline.
那这个人就越来越退化了。
And this person will decay.
所以这个教会的成长就是每一个信徒要发挥他的功能。
In order for a church to grow, that means every individual member need to be able to serve out its function.
因为每一个人都是身体的一部分。
For each individual is a part of this body.
那到底神要我在这个教会做什么？
What exactly is the role that God wants us to play in this church?
有时候我们自己要去想。
We need to contemplate.
想不出来，我们问别人，你觉得我在教会能做什么？
And if we cannot think of the answer, then we can seek answer from others. What can I do for the church?
如果别人讲不清楚，就换我们来祷告。
And if other people cannot give you an answer, then we need to pray to God.
神啊，你要我在这个教会做什么？
God, what do you want me to do in this body?
那既然神让我们活着，就是表示一定有事情要让我们做。
And since God allows us to be alive, that means He has reserved some work for us to do.
所以保罗在关到在腓立比书里面，他被关到监牢里面。
Paul was imprisoned in the book of Philippians.
但他说我不会死。
But he says, I'm not going to die.
如果死很好，我马上跟主耶稣在一起。
But if I die right now, it's good because I can be with Christ immediately.
但是我不会死。
But I'm not going to die. Why?
因为神还有工作给我做。
Because God has reserved job for me.
所以如果今天神让我们活着，一定有什么工作要我们让我们做。
And hence we are alive today out of because God wants us to work for Him in certain way.
那各尽其职就是我们每一个人都把它想出来，神要我做什么，把它做出来，这个教会就很有力量了。
When we can each serve out our function God intends for us, then this church will become very powerful.
但是如果教会里面大部分的信徒都没有发挥它的功能，这个教会就好像在萎缩。
But within the church, if most of the members do not serve out its full function, then this church will decline.
所以你看一个人哦，长大成人，你一定要动，每一天都要动。
When a person grows into adult, you see that they have to be active every day.
你一动，你就这个人就活起来了。
When a person is physically active, then this person is alive.
你如果三天不动啊，肌肉开始萎缩。
If a person does not move for 3 days, then the muscles will atrophy.
有时候我们在信仰生活里面就是没有动。
In faith, times we find that we become paralyzed.
就表示好像生活已经缺乏一种力量在里面，没有活力在里面。
We feel that.And there's our life is lacking motivation and energy.
所以要明白神要我做什么。
So we must to seek God's will in our life.
当我们开始努力去达成的时候
，And when we endeavor to attain that function,
我们信仰就活起来了。
Then our faith will become alive.
所以说我们常常想如果我要带一个人
，Let's think if we wish to bring one person to Christ.
这个目标会带动我们变成信仰很活跃。
This goal will embolden and love.Make our faith become very much alive.
因为这变成这里面有很多事情要做。
Because this goal will entail many work.
但是如果我们没有这个目标
，But if we lack this kind of goal,
我们整个属灵的活动就停止了。
Then all of our spiritual activity will cease to exist.
所以我们要各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And therefore, we have to serve out our function in order to build up this body of Christ.
这样就是对得起神的生活。
And in this way, we can walk a life that is worthy of God's calling.
我唱一首诗，400首。
Let's sing hymn 400.